We've been talking on the program, and we've been introducing the concept of biblically responsible investing here now for some time. We've talked about the concept that everything we own, all of our money, all of our wealth comes from God. We've talked about the concept that because it comes from God, we have a duty and responsibility, again, biblical worldview approach, for how we use it. We call that stewardship. We have talked about that on this program. We've talked about the fact that when you have wealth or money, that it needs to be invested, not hid in a hole in the ground, but that when we invest, we need to invest as much as we possibly can with biblical principles in mind so that we are investing in those things that are consistent with and will get God's blessing, not the opposite. Now, William, I want to come back to you right now. If a listener were to go to the website that we introduced, BRI, which stands for Biblically Responsible Investing, BRIinvesting.com, they can read there more about what BRI investing is, why it's important for a Christian to know about it, and to guide their investing. But for just a moment here, I'd like you to describe a bit for our listeners how BRI qualified investments are identified and then made available on BRIinvesting.com website or any other place where they may be. How are they selected? Can you share with that?
Yeah, go to BRIinvesting.com and find out more information about the company, but it also talks about what it is, why it's responsible investing. I mean, it's the right decision for a Christian. It's good stewardship. It's credible and meets fiduciary standards, and it's actually a very good business decision for business owners to make BRI mutual funds a part of their 401k retirement plans for their employees. So they have the option of having clean funds. Now, there's software out there that screens mutual funds and ETFs and stocks and so forth that tell you whether they're clean or not, and there are actually specific ETFs that are related to BRI investing. So there is a very big movement that's sweeping across the United States. I'm a certified Kingdom advisor, and we go through multiple courses to become certified. But, you know, it's not just the aspect of making sure that you don't have pornography or human trafficking, or maybe you don't want tobacco or alcohol or abortifacient in your portfolio. Right now, people listening in their 401ks who can't control their fund selection are investing in those things and profiting for them. So it's important to talk to your business owner, or if you are a business owner, you're listening, it's important that, you know, go to BRIinvesting.com and learn more about it. There's no really additional cost to adding these things to your platform. And if you have other monies that are not inside your 401k, let's say they're in a Roth or a traditional IRA, you can actually, you know, people think that you have to give up return when you go to a BRI portfolio, and that's not the case. The returns have shown in BRI, biblically responsive investing, are, you know, with the same risk level, are the same returns that you would get in a portfolio that does support abortion, LGBT rights, and other things that you may not want to be invested in. So,
okay, really what you're saying, William, is that BRI investing gives the assurance to the person who's concerned about stewardship that they, in fact, can put their wealth that God has given them into a series of investments that are not going to be furthering the direct work of the devil, I mean, the sinful practices or businesses, and you do not have to give up performance in order to do that. Now, if a person does that, can they be assured that if they invest in these things, such as through this effort here, BRIinvesting.com, that in fact, if a company that may be on the list that does get involved later down the road, that they will be removed? I mean, can they have pretty good confidence that those companies in which they're invested after they have gone to BRI Investing, that in fact, they are going to stay that way? Or do they have to be worried about looking at
checking? No, we have to run them through a screen, you know, run them through a screen on a quarterly basis. And then in some cases, you know, when I have conversations with ETF money managers where we had a situation, a very large company, I won't mention their name, but it is a very, very large company, and they donated $25,000 to an LGBT parade, and they took the phone call from the ETF manager, and they said, if you do this again, you're coming off our list. And this company, which is a very large company, I'm talking about a multi-billion dollar company that's in every state and in almost every city, said, okay, we won't do that again. So I see Christians coming out now and putting pressure on CEOs of large corporations saying, if you do this, you're not going to be part of our portfolio. And it's having an impact. So, you know, first of all, it's an act of worship. by investing in BRI investing, in my opinion. Now, not all BRI mutual funds are outperforming other mutual funds that are out there, because if you just look at the general mutual fund population, a majority of them don't outperform the S&P 500. So you're going to have that same situation in BRI investing as you would in secular investing. But it's an act of worship. It's also something that I believe in my own heart that Christ blesses you when it's his money. And when you take the step to make sure that your portfolio is on a BRI platform, God is going to bless you and your family and your portfolio. That's my opinion. That doesn't mean it won't go up or down. It just means you can go to sleep at night knowing that you're not investing in things you don't believe in.